off hour number two, Free Talk Live, Friday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Live streaming is there for you, the broadband version, as well as the dial-up version, so two sizes will fit pretty much everybody on the internet. Go and get it for free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
Indeed. And, of course, you can call in, bring up whatever you want, from the political to the personal, 800-259-9231. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun to Jamie Togiso, calling from Kentucky. Jamie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Yeah, I'm going to be serious tonight, y'all.
All right, okay. Jamie. We're ready.
I tell you what, y'all had Miss Sheehan on?
Yes, we did.
Earlier
yes,
tonight? Sir. Okay. Instead of resting her, they ought to went up there to that White House and rested that crook Bush.
Yeah, well, that would have been nice.
I tell you what, I thought what Mr. Nixon did to the... What he did was bad.
Yeah.
Bush is doing is a lot worse than what he did.
It is.
And he
yes.
should be impeached.
Is it worse, sir?
He shouldn't be impeached.
Uh-huh.
And if he don't get impeached, people don't
Let
stand
me ask
up.
You this, Jamie.
Okay.
Is what George Bush did the worstest that he could have done? Is it worser or worsest?
Worsest.
Okay. Just wanted to check.
Okay. And plus...
Yeah, go ahead.
Wait a minute. It gives me a little time. I'm almost out of breath here.
Okay, take it easy.
Are we jogging?
No, I've been working today with my grandmother.
He's been making moonshine all day. No. Takes it out of him.
But I tell you what, Mr. Bush is... it wouldn't surprise me is what's happened down in New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
Our government was behind it, and somehow, because I done heard it, you know,
Wait
on a
minute.
Little news break a while ago, they said because the oil prices and stuff, we're looking for another recession.
What do you mean they were behind it? I mean, we know that the Army Corps of Engineers built the levees, and those failed, but that's just a result of government bumbling and ineptitude. I mean, are you suggesting that they were somehow actively behind the flooding? I don't understand.
Yeah, it wouldn't put up, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they was behind it.
Uh-huh.
Because you have to have a crisis, then
what?
You have... You know,
now, Jamie, I want to know, though, are you suggesting that it's possible that they were behind the creation of the storm that hit? Or was it their just master plan to build shoddy workmanship and wait for a natural disaster?
Okay, they had plenty of, they had storms before it didn't knock it down.
Yeah.
Right. What I'm thinking, the government was behind in some way or blowing it up or something.
Oh, you think they blew up the levees?
Yes, during a storm. You know, because everybody would be fooled, you know, saying, oh,
and
the storm
with the purpose of what? I mean, the purpose of, what was their goal?
Their goal is what I've been saying.
What?
A new world order.
Oh. Did they succeed?
A new world order. Well, so far, no, they caused a lot of damage, though. Now
yeah.
they're looking for the government's help. Like your last caller said.
But now they don't have anybody in Nolens to govern anymore. I mean, there's nobody there to collect taxes from. The whole city's a shell, basically, with the exception of part of the French Quarter. So, I mean, there's no more order at all in Nolens. There's nobody around. It's a ghost town.
I don't think the goal was to control New Orleans. I think it was to throw the entire country into panic because of the results of the things that happened in New Orleans, and then better control the whole populace.
But that didn't exactly happen.
Hey, so before I go.
Okay.
Before I go, this is—I got about two quick questions for you.
Two quick questions, okay.
Have you ever read the book IG Farming by
False.
The Nazis?
I go with Q.
No, sorry.
No, okay.
Because in the book, it has Mr. Prescott Bush in it.
Ooh, he's being very dramatic.
He was dramatic. Prescott Bush was behind. You know, the dealings.
Yeah, we've heard he's a real bad guy. What about it?
Well, that's
you don't have to. You don't have to convince us that the Bush family's corrupt and terrible. I mean, there's no doubt.
Y'all know, right?
So let's move on to question two.
Okay. Question two is, y'all ever heard of the Illuminati?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Manwich, you're the expert here.
I love the Illuminati. Go ahead.
No, the Illuminati is a real, or what was, or what is, or still a real group.
Yes, it's actually.
And they're part of a, they do these skull and bones. You ever heard of that?
Actually,
now wait, aren't those two separate organizations?
Illuminati, what is Skull and Bones, though?
The Illuminati is a group of aliens that actually landed here.
No, really? What is Skull and
Bones?
Placed
in charge of our...
The Skull and Bones is apparently... I don't remember what the origins of the Skull and Bones is, but
it's just a secret society.
Everything around, it's like, yeah, it's just
secret society.
It's just a bunch of dumb college kids that get around and perform
and
little pranks and get drunk and stuff. That's
like
probably
the,
all it is.
It's just like the Little Rascals He-Man Woman Haters Club, you know, just only certain people can get in and
I think
go to their special meeting.
I think they decided to make it a secret society to make people like Jamie just wonder about it for the rest of their lives.
Mr. Bush was a part of that, and he said on publicly TV, he cannot say anything about it because it's,
well,
you know what, you know, everything's a joke.
What about it, Jamie? I mean, I understand it's interesting. It's interesting that they don't want to talk about it, but it's their private club. I mean, you could have the Jamie Told You So private club, and your members wouldn't have to talk about what went on behind your closed doors either.
But you know what?
What?
If this New World Order happens, and if the people don't stand up against it, just saying if it is a real thing and if it's going to happen, if people don't stand up against it, they deserve what they get.
Okay. I mean, people should always
kind of like heaven or hell.
Now hold on. Now people should always stand up against tyranny, no matter if it's the New World Order or if it's just a group of thugs trying to take control of a government or whatever the tyranny might be. People should stand up against it. I agree with that, but I guess I don't understand. Are you standing up, Jamie? I thought you didn't care. I thought you were looking forward to the New World Order because you told us that means that there's going to be some sort of rapture and you're going to get to go to heaven, right?
Yes, I do believe that.
So why do you even think people should stand up? Because if they don't stand up, then it'll happen sooner, won't it?
Don't you think we got the right to stand up?
Well, I think you should stand up. I don't know if I don't know if anybody has rights anymore.
Our rights are being taken away.
Yeah, the only way you can protect your rights is to stand up for them. That we definitely agree on. The conspiracies, not so much. Thanks for the call, Jamie. Borrow that one from you, man. Which 800-259-9231 to Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, man.
Contention to authority. I don't want to hear any more of this talk from you about not respecting authority, because anytime you see one of those guys in the blue uniform with the gun on the side, you better respect him if you know what's good for you.
Well, obviously you don't want to get shot by the so-called authority, so you shouldn't do things that are necessarily too stupid and outrageous in front of them. But you know where I'm coming from, Gene. I mean, you're with me, aren't you? You don't think that anybody has authority over you.
Of course they have authority. Why do you think they're there? That's the reason they're on this earth, is because they've been put there to have authority over you, rule your life so that you will live a peaceful existence on this planet.
You're lying.
Without them, you wouldn't be able to know what to do with yourself.
Oh, you're right. Without their guidance, I would just be totally just flying in the wind, right?
Absolutely. You need them to tell you which way to brush your teeth,
right?
How to put your pants on in the morning, you know, whether or not you can go 65 or 45.
So we actually need more authority, don't we, Gene?
Everything should be controlled from birth to death, including who you marry and who you associate with. Everything should be under...
Gene, don't wash your mouth out with soap. Something's gotten into you tonight. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control.
Wild Friday night.
It is Free Talk Live. And speaking of authorities, a judge has ruled that you can't have sex anymore. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately, working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Friday night edition of the show. Anything goes, as always, from the political to the personal. It's Ian here with...
Hey, man,
which Argo is around and about, and he'll be returning momentarily. We had Jamie Togiso on the line a moment back, and I was thinking, he is... an interesting character, isn't he?
Quite a character.
Now, Jamie Togiso calls in from time to time, and every time he calls, we always ask our callers when they call in just a series of short series of questions. The phone screening process on Free Talk Live is almost non-existent. We want to know your name, where you're calling from, how you're listening to the show, and what you want to talk about. Now, Jamie always says he's not listening to the show. Jamie calls, he calls all of the shows on our network. We're on the GCN network, and so he's like a chronic caller, but not much of a listener, apparently. So, I don't think Jamie's actually listening right now. There's a chance he is, but considering what he says to our phone screener, I don't think he's actually listening. We know a lot of you out there really enjoy it when Jamie Togiso calls in, but what we want to do is take it to the next level. Because
could it have been any more disjointed tonight?
We want to take Jamie's calls to the next level. Next time you hear Jamie Togiso call in, we want you to call in with a question for him. I mean, we've asked him plenty of questions about his beliefs, and, you know, he's really into the Jesus and the end of the world thing and the new world order. So if you want, I guess, Jamie's opinion on an issue, or maybe you just have a question about his personal life, don't hesitate. Next time Jamie comes on the phones, to pick up your phone and dial in, and just let the call screener know when you call in that you want to talk to Jamie Togiso.
And we're going to turn Jamie into a co-host.
He'll be a superstar the next time he calls in. So just keep that in mind, dear listeners. 800-259-9231.
Dear listeners. So true believers.
This is the worst thing we've ever done.
The worst.
Hey, a judge has ordered a 17-year-old girl to not have sex. It's part of a sentence imposed.
Oh, the little tramp?
It's part of a sentence imposed on her by Texas District Judge Bureaucrat Lori Blake. She's ordered the young drug offender not to have sex as long as she's living with her parents and attending school.
Well, her parents can't keep her from having sex? Is that the problem?
I don't know.
Her parents don't care if she has sex.
I have no answer to that. But the judge has ordered her to not do it as a condition of her probation. Is it just me, or does it seem like if you order a 17-year-old who's already acting out, having sex, and doing drugs, if you order her and you say, okay, your punishment is you can't have sex if you're living with your parents and attending school, what's the first thing, the first two things she's going to go do?
Run away from home and drop out of school?
Yes!
Oh, all right, that's easily remedied. Thanks a lot, Judge.
Right.
I've been looking for an excuse.
She's also this
Don't worry, Ronnie loves me. He'll let me move in with him.
It's one of several unorthodox rulings by Judge Blake.
What was that, Donald? Are you okay?
Sorry. He's losing so it tonight, funny. Torgo. He's just totally lost.
Oh,
tonight.
God.
She was elected 10 months ago, and since then, in other cases beyond this one, she has prohibited tattoos, body piercings, earrings, and clothing, which are associated with the drug culture for those people who are on probation. Is that appropriate? If you're on probation for marijuana charges or something like that, and you're caught wearing that. You've seen that marijuana shirt with the different types of marijuana on the back of it, and it says "Life is full of choices." There's all kinds of marijuana-esque paraphernalia shirts available out there. If you get caught wearing one of those, should that mean you get thrown back in the slammer for another 5 years?
Well, that seems a little extreme.
Yeah, as a violation of probation. No tattoos, no body piercings, earrings, and clothing. Is this judge stepping out of her bounds a little bit?
I gotta say that I regret my tattoos. But
right.
At the same time, I don't think you can prohibit teenagers from doing things and expect them not to do them. It's, I disagree, obviously, with the drug war.
Are they going to start prohibiting inmates who are incarcerated for drug crimes from getting jail tattoos while they're in jail?
It is prohibited for inmates to get tattoos.
Is that true?
Oh, absolutely.
They do it all the time, though.
Yeah, sure they do.
I think the judge is stepping outside of her bounds, definitely, because what she has done is she has said to someone who is on probation, here are perfectly legal activities that you cannot engage in. Perfectly legal.
Minors on probation
she didn't,
can be ordered not to be in at certain times. I mean, this is nothing unusual.
That article says nothing about the shirts and the piercings and stuff having anything to do with minors.
Just having to do with people on probation.
Yeah, the no having sex happened to be to this one 17-year-old girl.
In fact,
girl.
This woman, this judge, has gone so far as to actually make lawyers subject to her rules. For instance, she has told female attorneys in her courtroom to not wear any sleeveless shirts or show any cleavage while in her courtroom. So, I mean, this woman is just some sort of religious zealot maniac who wants to enforce her social order on everybody that she comes into contact
now,
with.
Now, she may not be a religious zealot. She may have been horribly, horribly sexually abused as a child
could
by
be.
A tattooed, pierced man.
Well, this could be true. Anyway, the American Civil Liberties Union is investigating, so if we hear more on that, we'll bring that to you. Let's go to Puke in Texas. Puke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Good evening.
What's up?
Is the Earth round or flat?
Well, it's round.
Kind of pear shaped.
So they got the U2, huh?
Yeah, they got us.
We've been indoctrinated.
The Illuminati.
Oh, those. You know, you should have listened to the Romans 4,000 years ago.
Are you trying to bring back the Flat Earth Society?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, why not? Let's start some, you know, even crazier conspiracies. And I'd like to order one of these new worlds, too. The one we got now is kind of old.
What was it that the guy said last night, man? Which we had one of the dudes on last night, and you asked him something about aliens being taking over the world, and he said he couldn't rule it out, right?
Yeah, he couldn't rule out that, in fact, the 12 families. I guess this is the Bilderbergers, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers.
I've been to Bilderberger. That place is pretty good.
Yeah,
I love Bilderberger. Can we use that joke?
That was my first time, and okay. I've never heard it.
I've done it before myself.
Anyway, I said that those families
were
in fact...
I just recycled Ian's old material. Yeah. Somebody shoot
you
me.
You are not funny.
Well, most of these guys, I think, they're just, they're like science fiction writers, but they can't write. So they just come up with these crazy ideas, and, they just go with them, I guess.
Well, the conspiracy theorists, they have a habit of taking real news stories... Right. And then just sort of tying them all together based on just pure paranoia and speculation. I mean, there's some elements of fact involved in some of these conspiracy theories. Some of them are totally just nuts. But, I mean, I like what you're saying. I mean, you really bring the asininity of a lot of these conspiracy theories to the forefront by saying, well, what if I said the world was flat? And the guy who called in last night, he would have to answer that the same way he answered the claim about the space aliens,
right?
I
couldn't rule that out.
Yeah, I couldn't rule it out. It's possible. You can't prove that it is round.
Exactly. Well, actually, you can. You get a couple sticks and wait for the shadows and measure it. Use a little math. But that's far beyond anything.
Well, that's your opinion.
Exactly.
That's,
right.
That's your interpretation.
That's the Illuminati shining lights.
Yeah.
It's the Illuminati using the halo up in, what isn't that called, halo that controls the weather?
It's the orbital mind control laser.
Yeah.
Ooh, I haven't heard about that one.
Now, puke. You're actually
they make
former,
it up as they go.
You're a former member of the military. Now, you would think that if you, if there really were some sort of conspiracy or controlling evil things going on, you might have gotten wind of at least a few of the theories while you were in the military. You know, some of those things that kind of just go about the hallways of control and the hallways of power in the military. Was there anything going on like that behind the scenes? Were they trying to mind control people?
Absolutely not. Not any farther than just plain stupidity.
And if anybody knows better, it's Puke. Thanks for the expertise, right, man. Thanks. 800-259-9231, because when you're working on helicopters, you know these things. Yep. Yeah, we're coming back. Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Some think Ford stands for first on race day, but others say it's for fast only rolling downhill. One thing's for sure, funny acronyms make us LOL. Yes, you'll be laughing out loud when I come back. Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to BGFindAShop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
TGIF, everyone. Ready for some FCAs? That's funny car acronyms. Edsel, every day something else leaks. Mopar, most perfect automobiles racing. Honda, happy owners never drive anything else. Pinto, performance is not the object.
BMW, Babe Magnet on wheels. Chevrolet, can handle everything, runs over limbs, even trees. And Miata, my intention, always to accelerate. Speaking of which, gotta go, so TTFN, that's ta-ta for now. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, don't you just love us? We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show, bring up anything. Of course, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates because when there's something to announce, we'll send you an email. In fact, there's going to be one going out tonight. Being that it is the last day of the month, and so in mere hours, the votes will be resetting over at PodcastAlley.com, which is, of course, the central repository for all things podcast, and we're typically in the top five there in their of their 7,000 podcasts that they have listed. We're always in the top five, thanks to your votes, and so tonight I'll be sending out an update to remind you to go to vote.freetalklive.com. There's no point really in going now, just wait for the updates, so sign up for the updates at updates.freetalklive.com. All right, so with that, we go to your issue, man. Which, what do you got?
Well, apparently the Army's recruiting has been in the biggest slump in decades.
Uh-oh. Well, we knew it was bad, but now they're setting records for how bad it is, right?
Yes. AP story by Robert Burns. The Army is closing the books on one of the leanest recruiting years since it became all-volunteer service 3 decades ago. Missing its enlistment target by the largest margin since 1979. If you think that the media is controlled, here would be the little sign for you that the draft is coming back. Since it became an all-volunteer service 3 decades ago. You understand? Since it's the leanest year since an all-volunteer service.
Okay.
So therefore, this volunteer army crap isn't working. We must go back to
That's definitely
draft.
Reading between the lines.
It's definitely reading between the lines, but if you believe in the, the controlled media. That
sounds a little paranoid, and Ian agrees.
No. I think they're just pointing out a fact. That's all.
All right. I'm raising questions about its plans for growth.
By the way, they're not bringing back the draft. They're going to call it national service.
Call it something.
Yeah.
Many in Congress believe that the Army needs to get bigger, perhaps by 50,000 soldiers over its current 1 million, in order to meet its many overseas commitments, including the wars in Iraq, Afghanistan. The Army already is on a path to add 30,000 soldiers, but even that will be hard to achieve if recruiters cannot persuade more to join the service. Officials insist the slump is not a crisis.
This is not a crisis.
Michael O'Hanlon, a defense analyst at the Brookings Institute think tank, said that the recruiting shortfall this year does not matter greatly. For now. The bad news is that any shortfall shows how hard it would be to increase the Army's size by 50,000 or more, as many of us think appropriate, O'Hanlon says. We appear to have waited too long to try. The Army has not published official figures yet, but it has apparently finished the 12-month counting period that ends Friday with about 73,000 recruits. Its goal was 80,000. The gap of 7,000 enlistees would be the largest in absolute number as well as in percentage terms since 1979, according to...
Of course, most people nowadays, aren't most polls showing that a majority of people in America believe that the war was a mistake?
They do.
Right. So that definitely translates down towards younger people. They're seeing that their friends and family members are dying in Iraq. We're close to 2,000 people dead. I think we eclipsed 1,900 not too long ago. Mm-hmm. So this is how the country responds. When you have a voluntary military, when they're having trouble getting recruits, that's everybody telling the government... bad move.
Yeah, your supply is dwindling.
Yeah, maybe you should reconsider all of this war stuff.
Well, they say
and bring the troops home.
They say that Bush has been very upset in the White House recently. You know,
what do you mean?
Stomping around. Yeah, I had an article where he's.
Well, you said he's back to drinking, right?
Nostrils are flaring.
That's what the Inquirer said. I'm not claiming that he's drinking again, but you know, apparently nobody wants to hang around with him. It's just been very. You know,
nobody likes
him. He's an angry drunk.
Exactly.
He keeps a little hip flask. He's like, well, somebody better sign up some more of them boys. I'm going to hit a little bit of this.
So the military.
Laura's like, no, George, don't. Knocks her across the Oval Office.
The Air Force isn't having trouble. The Navy isn't having trouble. It's the Army that's having trouble recruiting. Yeah, well, if they were, they'd be reporting on that, too. I'm sure. I don't think antiwar.com would avoid reporting on the other branches of the military they're recruiting. So if anybody's joining the military, they're joining up the other branches where they don't have to go and actually put their bodies on the line
Marines,
as much.
But I think that the folks that join the Marines are a little more gung-ho than
kids
anyway.
And actually, it's interesting that something else we should point out is they're having all this trouble recruiting after they've lightened their standards. There was another article recently, which we never got to, that actually said that they have now decided to stop requiring the GED.
We'll take them dumb.
Sort of care.
Sort of.
Hold on. Let me qualify.
Blind, crippled, or crazy. 8 to 88. We'll take them.
Let me
you
qualify.
Breathing?
Because what the way it used to be is you had to have your GED equivalent before you joined, before you signed on. The way it is now is you don't have to have the GED
to sign on,
but they'll help you get it. So I think they're trying to circumvent that whole process because they were kind of embarrassed a few months ago when there was this undercover journalist that went in, or he sent like a 17-year-old kid in to sign up for the military, except he had the guy say, well, I really want to join the military, but I got a problem. I smoke a lot of weed. Well, don't worry about that. We'll go down and get you a test clean. In fact, we'll even pay for half of it. The military recruiter was willing to drive the kid to a head shop so they could buy some test clean so the kid could pass his urine test.
You can't write fake news that funny.
He walks in, the guy behind the counter is like, hey, Sergeant Smith, got another one, huh?
Yeah, well, it's obviously done it before because to top that, then the kid said, well, I also never graduated. I dropped out of high school. And so then the recruiter said, don't worry about it. I'll send you to a website where you can get your own diploma. Basically, the recruiter knew the website to go to.
It's a template. Actually, you can just print it on your printer.
The recruiter knew exactly where to go to get the fake high school diploma. So they were kind of embarrassed by that, right? I remember they said that their response was one of the top brass of the area sent out a memo to put a stop to this kind of behavior. So now instead of all that, they'll just say, oh, it's okay. You don't have a GED? Go ahead. Sign up. We'll help you get one.
Here you go.
Yeah.
I'm sick of bosses sending out memos to put a stop. No one's afraid of a memo. They need to start sending out thugs. They just send out hired muscle to just tattoo the message into someone's face. That's my personal opinion. I think these Army recruiters should have been beaten. Just horribly beaten by Marines.
So there you go.
I think the Army recruiter should have been beaten to death. Not beaten to death. I'm sorry. Wow.
That'll teach him.
That was a little too far. But just beaten silly by Marines.
All right.
Female Marines.
All right.
They got the females to do it.
So the military is still having troubles. I predict they will continue to have troubles. And, of course, we actually haven't heard any of the draft rumblings in the past few months. So, of course, as any news comes around of that, we will relay it to you. In the meantime, we go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
It's a record. I was only on hold for 20 seconds.
Hot diggity.
Wow.
Well, I wanted to let you know something kind of exciting that happened to me in New Hampshire about a week ago.
Ooh, okay.
Sorry for the delay in reporting it, but things have just been happening kind of fast. As you may recall, we were trying to get a House bill passed in response. We call it the Outlaw Manicurist Bill.
Right.
And as you may recall, we had one of our gentlemen in the Free State Project here in New Hampshire do an act of civil disobedience where he violated the licensing laws in New Hampshire.
That's correct.
He administered a manicure without a license.
You know, somebody could have been hurt.
So he arranged to get himself arrested, basically, in front of TV cameras. You know, the
right.
Police fell right into it, went out and arrested him, and everybody thought, what a bunch of idiot authorities.
Right. So he made his point. He got about a bunch of news coverage, and then I think one of the elected officials or one of the representatives decided to initiate a bill. And you're going to tell us more about this, Dave. You said you had an interesting experience in regards to this?
That's it.
We're going to come back with the rest of your story. 800-259-9231. Civil disobedience in New Hampshire, the free state of New Hampshire. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Take control.
Government is best, which governs thee.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea. The Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the show if you want to. 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we'll bring up what we want to. It is your show, and you can join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system with over 52,000 posts. Nearly 900 people interacting there. We're two members away from 900, so get signed up. It's totally free, and it's a lot of fun. We got all kinds of different topics there, everything from fun stuff to downright serious issues being discussed at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwood. Back to the phones, to Dave in New Hampshire. Now, Dave, you're going to say you had, an interesting development or situation involving yourself and what has been termed the outlaw manicurist bill or something like that, right?
Right. Now, the bill, Representative Paul Hopkarton of Derry agreed to sponsor the bill, and I had just called him one day to, we got all that worked out, all the wording and everything, and then they're going to, modify it, to make it, they may modify it a little bit from what I wrote, but what's going to happen, or what happened that was so interesting was, as we were doing this process, this whole Katrina thing was unfolding, and they were taking people's guns in New Orleans, and there was talk of, man, we needed some kind of a bill to throw in at the last minute, that forbids anyone from ever doing this in New Hampshire. So I just mentioned that to him. I said, well, what if we, you know, can I just give you a last minute idea? What about a bill to, you know, just a separate bill that bans authorities from ever confiscating weapons in New Orleans? And I just hastily wrote out like a little mini draft.
Right.
Do this, you know. And he's like, yeah, I'll think about it. And then I kind of forgot about it. And I get a call a week ago. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm on my way up to the State House, and I'm going to submit that outlaw manicure's bill. And, oh, your other one. I'm going to submit that, too.
Awesome. Hey, that's pretty cool, man. I think that's a great idea. I think it's sad that we have to have a bill to sort of reinforce the Second Amendment. You'd think that it's self-evident that the so-called authorities couldn't do things like this, but it's obvious that they can and they get away with it. So what you're saying is they're going to be introducing a gun grab ban bill in the state of New Hampshire, banning authorities from grabbing people's weapons in the future.
Yeah,
I think that'll go over pretty well, don't you?
Yeah, and there's a part of me that feels kind of queasy because I like the idea of eliminating laws better than making laws, but I just couldn't think of anything off the cuff.
Well, I don't see what the problem is with creating rules for the bureaucracy. I mean, if you're going to have a government, then it should have a set of a set of rules that it follows.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great, if the bureaucracy can't even function because it's got so many laws regulating it, but there are no laws regulating individuals?
Well, bureaucracy tends to not function too well anyway. It's just that they tend to function in a dangerous manner when they do. So if we can eliminate that danger as much as possible, then I think it's going in the right direction. So good job, Dave. Anything else exciting going on up there?
Well, you guys have been following the situation with Lauren, the free skater in Connecticut.
Yes, one of the Free State Project members who was arrested for attempting to go to a town meeting. She was arrested and thrown into jail. She has refused to speak to any of the cops, to the judges. She's kind of just doing a whole non-cooperation sort of a protest inside the jail. What's the latest on that?
Well, let's see. What was it that happened over the last couple of days? I think that there was a big story on Fox One, but I don't remember. I haven't seen it. I couldn't get it to work on my.
I know that there's going to be a protest this weekend, I think, on Sunday. So you guys went out and did a protest a few days back, and you're going to be doing another one. And I think that the homeowners in New London, Connecticut, are actually behind you on this one. I think they're going to be getting involved as well. So there's a lot of attention that's going to continue to be drawn to Lauren Canario, who again is sitting in jail as a result of just wanting to attend a town meeting.
Yeah. Guilty of attempted attendance of a town meeting.
Thanks for the call, Dave. We appreciate the update as always, man. 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. To a bit of a lighter issue, I think, for us. This might be serious for some people. The Netherlands gave an approving nod towards polygamy last Friday when the first civil union of three partners was registered. For the first time ever.
You know, that's actually funny because Johnson got an IM last night from a friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Just sent him a message. Hey, Johnson, the Dutch have, what was it? The Dutch have allowed or approved. That's what. The Dutch have approved polygamy. And then he just signed off. That's it. Just, hey, Johnson, the Dutch have approved polygamy.
Well, it must have been important news.
I don't think that Johnson had talked to him in at least a couple of weeks.
Well, Victor de Bruggen from Roosendaal married both Bianca and Mirjam in a ceremony before a notary who duly registered their civil union. Marriage between three persons is not possible in the Netherlands, but a civil union is. So it's not really a marriage, but it's officially sanctioned civil union. We went to the notary in our marriage costume and exchanged rings. According to Victor, they considered it an ordinary marriage. So in their minds, it was an ordinary marriage.
In their marriage costumes?
He says, I love both Bianca and Mirjam, so I am marrying them both. Victor said that he had previously been married to Bianca 2.5 years ago. They met Mirjam through an internet chat box. 8 weeks later...
What the hell is an internet chat box?
This is a translation from Dutch straight to English.
Oh, I see.
Eight weeks later, Mirjam deserted her husband and came to live with Victor and Bianca. And after Mirjam's divorce, the threesome decided to marry. Of course, it's going to outrage some people, but I think it's a good thing. I think that if three people want to get together and love one another, that should be their business. And, of course... I also think the state should get out of marriage entirely, and of course that's one of the issues of contention is that these people that want marriage to stay between one man and one woman, I don't understand how they think they can tell other people how to live their private lives. If you're one of those people, if you think that polygamy is dangerous, and you think it should be banned, We want to hear from you. 800-259-9231.
I'm all for it.
You all for polygamy?
Oh, yeah.
This is your show. Take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you. It's all free. The bulletin board system, archives, live streaming, updates, all of it on the house. And it will continue to be for free, although we're asking you to help us out a little bit with the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get all the details. But basically, for $3 a month, we can take that $3, turn it around into advertising for Free Talk Live, to promote the show to more radio stations, to promote the show to more internet listeners, and spread the message of freedom and liberty around the world. And again, all we're asking is $3 a month. If you can't afford it, don't worry about it. And once we reach our goal, we will reduce the amount of commercial time on the show by at least 25%. So again, all the details there at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, some people, huh?
And just so you know, I wouldn't be putting the $3 towards it for the 25% reduction in commercial time. I'd be doing it for the mystery prize.
There is a mystery prize at the very end of all of this, and I can't talk more about that.
There's a mystery prize?
Yeah. All right, so, hey, we got hate mail, and it doesn't come in very often, but when it does, boy, I do enjoy reading it, especially when it's from somebody
from the Arch Angle, Michael.
Michael Arch Angle, which is his name, apparently. And
Michael the Arch Angle. God.
Why don't the crackpots spell check?
We do have some of the most intelligent listeners, but on the other side of the coin, we also have these guys. Here's what he says.
Just a fence post.
Here's a subject line. Wondering about where you come from. Remember me, you treat people like they are major horses' rear ends.
Maybe he's Asian.
Remember. What is your truth?
None of the accent you're using right now is.
By the way, he doesn't capitalize anything in this entire email. What is your trip? Mainly full of crap. What do you believe with two eyes in it? In nothing. You give all this trash, but nothing comes out of your minds. But trivial nonsense. You talk about this Free State Project. What a joke you are. Why don't you read George Washington Vision? Mainly the third events. Which surely blow your little house down. Start hoping I'm not the big bad wolf will do this. You remind me of the arrogance of the three pigs, which is exactly like the three stooges.
Now, hold on. Ian is reading this exactly as it is punctuated, or not punctuated right. In any fashion.
You better start smelling the coffee before it's too late. With your long-winded tripe of shooting the buffalo. These little sheep like you bleat and bleat, but you just talk on for nothing. The New World Order will surely be knocking at your door very soon.
Why haven't they shot me yet?
You're just like all Rush, Limp Jaw, and Michael Medved. Get a life, you poor, patetic morons! If you want to email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. Do you think this guy's for real? I mean... Can somebody really be this clueless?
You better start smelling the coffee before it's too late. T-O-L-A-T-E, one word.
You poor patetic morons.
I thought it was patetic.
Yeah, it could be. P-A-T-I-E-T-I-C. Patetic.
Patetic.
Thanks for the email, Michael Archangle. We certainly appreciate it.
All right, can I please give his email address out on the air?
No.
He sent it in. It's fair game. Everyone deserves to read something from this man. dark_shadow_wolf@hotmail.com.
That's his email address.
Michael Archangle.
It could be a fake email address. But you never know. Could be a real guy. It's scary if it is. We're going to be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern
time. Probably has a ponytail.
It's been Ian here with you.
Torgo.
I used to have a ponytail. More coming back tomorrow night. We'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Enjoy your Friday.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.